comprehensive care from preconception to pediatrics to geriatrics. It's Conversations with MIT Medical. Here's Melanie Cole.
Today we're talking about the MIT Pharmacy, and my guest is David Young. He's the Director of Pharmacy at MIT Medical. David, tell our listeners about the MIT Pharmacy. Where's it located, and who can use it?
The MIT Pharmacy is located on the first floor of MIT Medical, Building E23. The street address is 25 Coltrane Street.
Who can use the pharmacy is basically anyone can use the pharmacy for cough and cold over-the-counter medications, but prescriptions have to be by a provider at MIT Medical.
David, you're new to MIT Medical. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be the director of pharmacy at MIT Medical.
Sure. I'm pretty new. As of August of last year, I came on to MIT Medical, the pharmacy, to through a friend, a colleague who's the director of pharmacy at Harvard, knew that the director here was retiring and basically said, you'd be a fool not to apply for this position. My background is various backgrounds. I wear a regulatory hat. I came from DPH, the Department of Public Health, in charge of the drug control program for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But I have also worn various hats of working as a director of pharmacy at a big teaching hospital, working for a large pharmaceutical chain. So I have a nice dynamic of different patient care experiences from hospital to retail to also teaching in pharmacy academia.
What prescriptions can people get filled at the MIT Pharmacy, and are there any restrictions on those prescriptions?
Sure. They can get prescriptions that's basically on our formulary. So our formulary is kind of lined up with Blue Cross Blue Shield. So there are some restrictions on what medications you can get at the pharmacy at pickup, and there's also restrictions on how much you can get, like a one-month supply compared to a three-month supply, depending on your insurance, your Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance and your MIT insurance.
And tell us about the over-the-counter medications and supplies that are available at the pharmacy. Sometimes, especially vitamins and supplements, and we're looking at cold medications, it can be quite confusing. How can you help the community sort through some of that?
Yes. With my pharmacy teams, we are out there talking to patients about their cough and cold, depending on the seasonal. Right now we're in cough and cold flu season, so we basically are out there in the outpatient ensuring that customers get the cough and cold medications, their Tylenol, the medications that's needed for their children during this time. And then we also do a nice talk, which we will be doing in the summer, talking about insect repellents, sunburns. We're going to do those talks. And that's a new service that we're going to be adding in the future, doing a little more brown bag affairs and more patient education talks for the community.
Are prices competitive with other pharmacies in the area? Give a little ballpark of how people will know how much they'll pay for their prescriptions.
Yes, the prices are actually advantageous to get them here. Even myself, I actually put some stuff aside today. I want to say, as I'm looking at the pricing scheme that's here compared to a CVS and Walgreens, and then if you do a merchant store like a Costco or Walmart, the prices are going to be at least $2 to $3 or maybe 70 to 80% less than you would buy at those retail affiliates. So it's very advantageous to get your cough and cold, your sunburn lotions and creams and ointments and ailments at MIT Pharmacy. That's one of the biggest benefits that people come to the pharmacy. Three out of five people that stand in line get OTCs and don't get prescriptions here.
What do you see going on in the future for the MIT Pharmacy?
In the future, I see us, the pharmacists doing more of non-traditional filling prescriptions. When I say that, we're not going to just be as the old pharmacies, lick, stick, and pour, count tablets, put in a bottle. We'll actually do a little more medication reconciliation, meeting the patients, going over patients that have high diabetes medications asthma, pediatrics, patients that are on 7 or more meds. So we're going to do a little bit different things. We're going to meet the patients, schedule appointments, go over certain things, the asthma medications maybe 1 week, and then maybe patients that are on 7 more meds and maybe on some mental health medications. So we're going to be out and about in the customers, you know, going to be out there in front of the customer a little bit more.
If someone needs to fill a prescription when they're away from campus or when the pharmacy is closed, what is it that they should do? And what if the MIT pharmacy doesn't carry the medication that someone needs?
So if the pharmacy is closed, if they need a medication, we're doing another future endeavor is increasing the hours to match up with urgent care. So no longer closing at 7 on Monday through Friday, or 5:30 on Fridays, actually staying open to 8, so we close. We're also going to have a medication kiosk where, say, for instance, you put your medication on a Monday morning and you know the pharmacy closes at 7, but you're in class or you've got a meeting or you're at work and you can't get to there. Well, you can just call the pharmacy and say, I would like my medication to be in the kiosk. And as long as you have an MIT medical badge, you can get into the corridor where the kiosk will be. You can pick up your medications and pick up some Tylenol, cough and cold medication. So that's going to be coming in the future very soon.
One question many people have when it comes to discussing their matters with a pharmacist is, are generic equivalent drugs and over-the-counter alternatives as good as the brand name? Because there tends to be a big price difference between the brand name and generic. Can you please just tell us the difference?
There's no traditional difference other than the brand name, you know, other than the patent of a generic, is the brand name patent has fallen off, and generic companies can duplicate that. Yeah. The way I look at it is, you have your Infinity, and then you got your Nissan car. They're the same thing. They're made by the same company, but one is higher upscale. That's your brand and generic.
Wow, that's great information and clearing up something that, you know, many people wonder about that. And what about unused prescription products? What's your best advice about what people should do about them? And will the MIT pharmacy take them back?
Good question. And these are all my future beautiful endeavors that I want to do. I am in the process of getting a take-back container where you can bring it in. I have to register with the DEA, and it's going to be publicly known. And once that happens, I got to work with a lot of stakeholders. I have to work with MIT police. I got to work with a lot of security facilities. So I have to work with a lot of people to ensure that we get this facility secure. But my goal is to ensure that I have a take-back canister kiosk there available for patients to take their medications, and they can put it in the kiosk and we'll send it off. At this time, we don't take anything back because we don't have anything to quarantine those meds. We usually give patients a charcoal disposer, and they can put it in their vial or their medication, shake it up, and then they can toss it away, or they can mail it back at a or do a mail back themselves. But I really want to take that out of their hands to get these drugs off the street and make it really simple. Just come here, put it in a box. And that's what most pharmacies are doing, because there's a big take back days twice a year in October, the end of October and the end of April. So I would like to have this kiosk sometime before April. So that way we can get a lot of these unwanted medications and unused medications off the street.
Wow, what a great plan. Tell us what you like about working at MIT Medical and offer up your best advice, what you would like listeners to know about using the MIT pharmacy.
What I like about working at MIT in this short 6 months is the flexibility to get the pharmacy, get the culture, get us into the future, and really start molding this pharmacy into a 21st century pharmacy. Add some of these innovative things and some cutting edge innovation to really bring to the community. What I can say to customers is, you know, there's been, you know, with the insurance changes and staffing changes, a lot of changes have happened in the last 6 months. I'm stabilizing that, and I promise you it's going to be a fun ride coming into 2009 that you're going to enjoy coming here, and you're going to hear a lot of positive things in the next year or so.
Thank you so much, David, for joining us today and explaining the MIT Pharmacy so very well and telling us your plans for the future. Thanks again. This is Conversations with MIT Medical. For more information, please visit medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.